B-Pod Studios.
I think that we recognize physical injuries with athletes and with people, but we do a very poor job with the brain in general. From everybody does a poor job with the brain and you know, the macho culture and everything like that. And on the line is the executive producer of this new mental health initiative called Headstrong Mental Health and Sports. It comes on NBC Sports Philadelphia tonight at 10 o'clock. I already watched it. Mr. Ted Griggs, how are you today, sir?
I'm great. I'm happy to be talking to you, Tyrone. You're one of my Sixers outsiders. I love it.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for coming on. First things first, why to make do a documentary like this? Why start this initiative?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, I think the most important of which is that sports has in a lot of ways throughout history been an accelerator for societal issues, from Jackie Robinson to Billie Jean King to Jason Collins. There's been a lot of times that sports has gently nudged us in the direction we need to go. And for men, for everybody, but particularly for men who are 75% of the suicides in the United States, accepting and dealing with emotions and the things that go on in your brain has been very, very difficult. And now that athletes are starting to talk about it, I hope that more and more men will look at that and say, you know, it's okay for me to maybe show my emotions and not try to be the big man that doesn't admit that things bother him, because that ends up coming to bite you one way or another. And I think athletes are showing us, as you said, Tyrone, it's mental fitness is just as important as physical fitness, and we don't think about them in the same way, but all the same elements roll into the two things.
And you have representatives from multiple sports in the movie, hockey, basketball, etc. And in the case of football and basketball, for just one second, obviously a lot of guys have taken a lot of headshots, a lot of people have done, and that's, those two sports are supposed to be the ultimate sort of alpha male type sports. It must be really tough for people in those particular sports to admit some form of vulnerability, especially one that doesn't just get shown on an MRI or an X-ray.
That's true. And, you know, obviously concussions are an important issue, and they're an issue that relates to mental health. But if you think about it from an athlete's perspective, showing any kind of weakness can cost you your job, can cost you your career. The stakes are extremely high. And for athletes, the four men that we have, that we primarily feature in this documentary, are incredibly brave people. Not because they stood up and put themselves in harm's way, but because they made themselves vulnerable. And that is, an incredible, incredible thing. And I hope it's an example for me, that I, you know, I need to, admit it when I feel certain ways, just like I would admit it if I had a sore ankle or, you know, if I tweaked a muscle in my back or something else like that.
So what if, for people out there, if they're going to invest the time to watch something like this at 10 o'clock tonight on NBC Sports Philadelphia, what would be the one biggest takeaway you want people to take away from this film?
Talk to each other. I think, especially for men, talk to each other. Men will talk about sports side by side. They don't often talk about the way they're feeling. And I think a lot of these young athletes, particularly in the NBA, are admitting that they deal with issues. You know, there's this big thing now with guys like Kawhi where they're doing load management. Load management is not just physical. It can be mental as well. And I think we all have to recognize that the mind is a very powerful thing, and our emotions are very powerful. They ultimately drive us to achieve greatness, but they can also drive us to go into some really, really dark places, and we have to be cognizant of that.
In addition to the film tonight, I was reading that you guys have a bunch of short-form digital videos as well. So for the people out there, how can they get access to some of this? And again, why did you feel like you one movie or one film, one documentary wouldn't be enough?
Well, I think that's thank you for asking about that, because we, you know, oftentimes you do an hour TV show and you say, okay, done. And, you know, the issue is people that sometimes that just piques people's interest. So we have 35 digital shorts on our website, NBCSports.com/Headstrong. And then if you go in to NBC Sports Philadelphia, there's another 15 that are primarily focused on Philadelphia-based athletes and people in your community that maybe you are a little bit more interested in. Mike Schmidt's on there, Tobias Harris, Josh Richardson. There's a number of Philadelphia athletes who are talking about these issues, as well as mental health. You know, we're in the month of Movember right now. Men's health is a very important issue.
No, it's proven. Men go to the doctors in general last. We don't do as good a job taking care of ourselves physically. Forget about mentally, where we're way, way behind. So I'm glad you're bringing this all this up. Last thing. How long do you think it will take for us as a society to sort of get that being depressed or whatever, any kind of mental health issue, is just as real as a knee injury?
I think it's going to come really quickly. What I've seen, I'm more than a little older than you, Tyrone. I've seen that, you know, things start to pick up some steam and then they roll like a snowball. You know, I think it's really interesting. As a man, if I said to you, you know, I'm getting a little flabby, I'm going to start running, or I'm seeing a personal trainer, you'd say, that's cool. Or if I said, I'm working on my core strength, you'd say, that's cool. But if I said, wow, I'm working with my ups and downs and my emotions, and I'm going to see a therapist, you know, in the past, people would sort of cock an eye. But now, I think especially people of your generation, Tyrone, they say, that's cool. And I think that's progress. It sometimes takes a while, but then once you pick up speed, then everybody realizes, you know, there's this narrative out there that 2 of 5 people, deal with mental health issues. I think that's BS. I think 5 of 5 people deal with mental health issues. It's no different than physical health. And we all go through ups and downs in our life. We all get depressed. We all have days where we can't manage our highs and lows. That's called being a human being.
No, you're absolutely right. We've been speaking to Ted Griggs, one of the executive producers of Headstrong Mental Health and Mental Health and Sports. It launches tonight, 10 p.m. on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Thanks so much for the time.
I thank you for helping me to get the word out. This is something that, you know, every so often we like to do something that we think will help people to see their own life through the lens of sports and maybe make the world a little bit of a better place. So we really appreciate you helping us get the word out.
No problem. Thanks a lot, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Keep doing the great work on Outsiders. I love it.
Thank you. I will keep on trying. I appreciate it. That's Ted Griggs, one of the executive producers. Headstrong.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.